Well, it's great to be joined by Brighton-based street pastor Jonathan Leeson once again. Jonathan, how are you?
I'm well. We've actually got our 5-year-old granddaughter staying with us for 5 nights, so we're a bit tired. But
Oh,
my
wow. You're on Easter holiday duty. Now, the last time we chatted with you, Jonathan, you were running a half marathon for street pastors on your 70th birthday, and you were raising money. How's that going?
It's going well. I've raised just over £4,400 from over 100 people. So people have been very kind. There's a way to go, and so they can go on to the Street Passers website if you'd like to support me. And that's just go to Street Passers and you'll see my name and Jonathan's half marathon. And but it was just a wonderful run and had so many opportunities to share faith as well and pray with people at the start.
Yeah, brilliant.
God,
And just
God.
remind us about the work of street pastors again. What is it that you guys do and many others right up and down the country as well?
Well, we work across 240 locations in the UK, and we are a charity connected with the Ascension Trust. We go out and help the homeless people in the middle of the night. We serve water, chocolates, first aid, and coverings if they get a bit cold, the homeless. But also, we meet many young people coming out of the pubs, the clubs, in the middle of the night, and they ask the questions. What is the meaning to life? Are you religious? And I say no, but I have a relationship with Jesus, and that's a bit different.
You're here today to share a thought for the day with us, to give us something to chew on and something to think over. So, Jonathan, over to you.
A few weeks ago in the Christian calendar, it was Lent, beginning on Ash Wednesday and linked to the Latin word quadragesima, meaning 40th, the 40 days leading up to Easter. Lent, a period of self-denial, is a season of reflection and preparation before the celebrations of Easter, Jesus' resurrection from the dead, the greatest day in history, which we have just celebrated. On beautiful National Trust downland near Lewes, there is a beacon brazier, which, in times past, was lit up to warn of enemy invasions. Written on a plaque on the brazier, which my wife have seen, the wording finishes with, "Never cease to marvel." Well, the days are changing with ever lighter mornings and evenings. Outside our front door, we have two lots of flowers which come up every year in succession, yellow daffodils followed by different coloured tulips. Signs of hope, spring on its way. But can hope lead to faith? Every day, without always realizing it, we exercise faith. Sitting on the bus, we put our faith in the bus driver, in the pilot when we're on a plane, or simply sitting on a chair, trusting that it won't collapse under our weight. To have faith in God, however, the Bible says that we must take a step further. In the New Testament, in Hebrews 11, verse 1, it says, "Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." One of the best examples of putting faith into practice is the story of Noah in the Old Testament book of Genesis. God tells Noah to build an ark, a large wooden boat, which would take Noah between 55 and 75 years to build, and to fill it with a male and a female of every living thing on the earth. When the ark is full, a flood inundates the earth, which God had told Noah would happen. Only Noah and his family on the ark, who all trust in God, survive. God then makes a covenant with humanity never to destroy the world again with a flood by putting a rainbow in the sky, which we still see today. Fancy that, spending years of your life building an ark on dry land, trusting only in what God had said would happen. Noah must have been a laughing stock. A year or so on the sea later, Noah sends out a dove from the ark to look for dry land. And on the second time, the dove returns with a freshly plucked green olive leaf in its beak. In our house, we have had a beautiful stained glass window installed. with the same image of Noah's dove carrying the green olive leaf in its beak. We enjoy inviting friends and neighbours round to see it and to talk about it. Noah and his family trusted in God, and they were at peace inside the ark, on the sea, as they let God take control, allowing him to lead them safely onto dry land. Thinking about the story of Noah, the Russian novelist Alexander Solzhenitsyn said in 1981, "But if I were asked today to formulate as concisely as possible the main cause of the ruinous revolution that swallowed up some 60 million of our people, I could not put it more accurately than to repeat, men have forgotten God. That's why all this has happened." At this time, when nations in the world are facing upheaval with political uncertainty, wars, etc., in what or in whom can we put our hope, our trust today? Who has integrity? Where is truth? In the New Testament, Jesus, who died voluntarily on the cross for all our sins or wrongdoings, from which we all need rescuing, says this in Matthew 28, verse 20, "I am with you always to the very end of the age." I wonder, are we, like Noah, willing to believe and trust what God says and hand over the control of our lives to his son, Jesus? Noah and his family were saved. Today, Jesus still saves. "Can't Buy Me Love" was a song played by the Beatles in 1964. How true those words are. Yet we too can sometimes look for love in the wrong places. But, as we have heard, the greatest expression of love for the world was shown by Jesus. And it's been said that God has no grandchildren, only his son. So we cannot rely on our parents' and grandparents' faith in Jesus to save us. It has to be a personal decision. And with that decision, we are then adopted into God's family. In Matthew 16, verse 24, Jesus, who is the truth, says, "If anyone wants to follow after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." There's an old 19th century hymn, and the chorus goes, "Tell me the old, old story. Tell me the old, old story. Oh, tell me the old, old story of Jesus and his love." And that's something for which I suggest, during Lent and at all other times of the year, may each one of us never cease to marvel.
Oh, Jonathan, thank you so much. What a great message. And we do have so much to marvel on when we look at him. And like you say, look around us at this time of the year, so many little miracles in nature. Wonderful. Well, carry on your great work of street pastoring and indeed looking after your granddaughter as well. I'm not sure which one might be more difficult or challenging, but have a great day with her. And can you remind us of the Street Pastor website so we can go and check it out again?
Just go to streetpastors.org, that'll be fine, and you'll see my picture and Jonathan running half marathon for Street Pastors, and you can support me on that. That would be great.
Brilliant. Jonathan, thanks so much for coming on. Take care.